The listening session gave haulers of all kinds the opportunity to present their thoughts in general on what's going on in the trucking industry, if you will, but specifically on a proposed rulemaking. I think the bigger thing here is that FMCSA has opened their doors and has had multiple listening sessions around the country, and it's given haulers the ability to share their concerns and to share some thoughts on flexibility. Flexibility was the biggest message that you heard from haulers.
And also at that session was California rancher and NCBA president, Kevin Kester.
The rules have always been in existence. What is changing is the requirements of how you report that. So with the electronic logging devices, we want to make sure that as those rules are enforced, that we are not at a competitive disadvantage on the West Coast and California and the other West Coast states, as well as our fellow producers in Florida and the East Coast here out of Washington, D.C., that is, a lot of animals go to the Midwest. And so, for example, I sold our set of steers and heifers this year, yearlings, to a place in Nebraska. And that's over a 1,500-mile haul. So we want to make sure that family operations like myself have the best opportunity when DOT finalizes their rules in the future for us to be able to stay in business at the least competitive disadvantage that we have to come under. So we're educating and doing outreach with the Department of Transportation to educate them on the aspects of livestock hauling and all the animal welfare issues and things that come with that, so they can use common sense approaches to whatever final rulemaking they come up with.
And Rivera updates where things stand in Capitol Hill with the hours of service rule.
So obviously we've been working this issue in two different ways. We've been working with the agencies on things like where we're talking about split sleeper berths, which would just be a tool in the toolbox of getting our haulers where they need to go. But we're going to continue to work with Congress on the things that we need to see. We still have legislation that's moving. You know, we still have many members of Congress that are supportive of the flexibility needs in the livestock hauling community. And also we still have an ELD exemption that Congress will need to extend past December 7th of this year. We believe they will, and we'll continue to stay on top of them until that gets done.
More information on this topic can be found on the NCBA website. That's ncba.org.